Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She pays attention. Praises an image she prays to be crafted by the sculptor.
Show, and it is it's right after the whole election thing, and you know, we are still amidst the pandemic, and we hope you all are staying safe and making sure you wash your hands, use sanitizer, mask up, try to social distance, do all of that good stuff. We have Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas right around the corner, so we've got some exciting holidays to be thankful for, as well as New Year's, and we're hoping that the new year is going to bring in some new positivity for sure. We have a couple special guests scheduled to call in today. We have the happiness creator, John Humphreys. He's also an author, and he's done many things. So he'll be talking a little bit about what he's been doing. And then we have our very own USA Lifetime star, petite reporter, and that's Nicole Laura. She's going to be calling in, talking a little bit about getting back into doing some interviews after this pandemic, you know. It's still going on, but they've been home, and there have been no events going on all spring and summer. So a little bit of stuff starting to open up now, and so the kids will be calling in to talk about what they've been up to. We're going to take a little break and listen to some more music, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Well, you always let me through. Tell me I was nothing. I'll just say this is our
right, and we're back. Beautiful, beautiful song. And we are praying. We're praying that the whole world heals and comes together and, you know, we can just all try to get along. So we're very excited about our special guests that are calling in. We do want to talk a little bit about Mads fashion shows. So our fashion show, as you all know, we just had our first virtual fashion show, which was, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work. It was actually more work than I expected. So with that being said, our next fashion show at this point that we have scheduled is going to be August at the Florida Kids and Family Expo, Central Florida Kids and Family Expo. That's going to be held at the Orange County Convention Center, I believe first or second weekend of August. I need to look. Let me just check real quick because I've created an event and we are accepting submissions. We're definitely looking for models, designers, and volunteers. We need people to help out with hair and makeup and helping the models on and off the stage, advertisement, all kinds of stuff. We're also looking for talent. And we do have an event page, and that event is August 14th and August 15th, 10 until 5 p.m., 14th and 15th, 2021, Orange County Convention Center, Central Florida, okay? So that, so far, is when the next Mads Fashion Show is going to be held. Now, we are, and it has been put on the back burner for some time now, our movie Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage, which is going to be Madeline and Mommy Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage. We've made some changes to the script and some things. I think you guys are going to be very pleased once it's finished, but we are scheduled to refilm. Yes, refilm. This will be the third time. We're scheduled to refilm in spring of 2021. So in the meantime, what we're doing, we have several projects that we're editing right now for submissions for next year's film festival. But that movie, we're refilming it for the third time. I have to say it again. Spring of 2021. So in the meantime, we're casting people for various parts. So if you're interested in being in the movie, it is going to be a feature film. Madeline and Mommy, Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage. It's a comedy. It's also got a very strong message to it. And we're really excited about it. We're excited about the revisions. We're excited about the new crew that's going to be working on it and helping us put it together. And you know, the main thing is, and sometimes it takes years for projects to be finished. And this is just happens to be one of those. And, you know, honestly, we have decided that we want to take our time, refilm it again to make sure that it's 100%, because I don't want to put anything out there that's anything less than that. So we are casting parts. You can send us a headshot and a resume, madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's MADMOMMYSHOW 2015@gmail.com if you'd like to be a part of the show. All right? And we would love to have you. And we're scheduled, you know, like I said, to film in the spring. And we're actually working on a budget. Yay! We have a budget, but we're working on funding. We've got some avenues. So we're very excited. We want this to be as professional as possible. So that's why it's going to, you know, it's taken us some time. It's been put on the back burner. And, you know, we're excited to be able to present it to the public once it's done. So that's what's going on with that. So the movie and that fashion show, it's possible that we may have another virtual show pop up. I'm not 100% yet, because we do have a lot of projects that we're working on. Madeline's got some really cool top secret projects that she's been working on. that we have not been allowed to announce to the public for a couple months, but we will be soon. And if you take a look at her Facebook pages, we talk a little bit about it. You can see all the work that she's done all summer. Check out our YouTube channel, Madeline and Mommy Show. It's spelled M-A-D-E-L-L-I-N-E and Mommy Show. You know, on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, please, and some likes and all of that good stuff. And check out our, I think the most recent thing is Mad's Fashion Show. We're going to have some interviews popping up there again. We got a lot of interviews. We have a lot of episodes. The show's been around for quite a while. It's an IMDb-rated TV miniseries. You can find us on IMDb as well. We're really stoked that we were able to have Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster, make an appearance on Mad's virtual fashion show. And I want to thank him again. Great guy. A lot of fun. We had so much fun working on that project. And we hope that you all enjoyed the show. So we're working on making revisions and changes to our fashion shows, and we're going to be making some huge announcements in the coming months about that. So I think we're going to take another break before our two callers call in, play another song, and then we'll be back. Don't go away. Events are actually coming up, and I see that Gaylord Palms is doing, well, they usually have a Gaylord Ice event, and this year Gaylord Ice I think has changed just a little bit. So it's in Kissimmee, Florida, and it's at the Gaylord Palms, and let me see here. Let me see what it tells us. Gaylord Palms. I love that hotel. That place is gorgeous. There's 4 swimming pools there, and Madeline wants to go there really bad and go swimming. So we're looking at it. They have, Gaylord Ice, but I think it's going to be a little bit different this year. I'm not sure if it's wax figures or exactly how they're doing it, but they've changed it up because of COVID-19. And I'm very interested to see. I know last year was a lot of fun and very cold in there. Those ice sculptures are amazing, amazing, amazing. So if you guys get a chance over the next couple months during the holidays, you definitely need to stop. And if you're in Orlando area, stop into the Gaylord Palms for Gaylord Ice, all right, because you will absolutely love it. I'm sure they've come up with something. You can go to their site and check out the ice sculptures from the past. Because I tell you, wow, it looks like it takes them all year to make this stuff. It's very, very detailed and all made out of ice. So amazing. Anyways, it looks like our callers are on hold, so we're going to switch over and say hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
John Humphrey.
Hello.
Awesome. The happiness creator. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, or I should say amazing.
Right? Wow, John, great to hear from you. We haven't had you on the show in quite some time. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today. So tell us what you've been up to.
Okay, well, thank you. I just wanted to say it's my pleasure to be on the show. And what I've been doing is I was just at a really awesome event. And it was called the Veterans Cemetery Restoration. And it was at the Harley-Davidson dealership in Melbourne, Florida. And it was really awesome. I got to interview a whole lot of people and sell some books. And I got to get special effects applied on me by a really awesome person, whose name is Jay Woodley. And I also got to take pictures with the Cecil Grimes cosplay, and it was really, really cool.
We know Cecil. He's awesome.
Yeah, he really is.
I saw all the pictures and the interviews and stuff. It looked like you guys had a great time. Now, is that your first event since all this COVID-19 has hit?
Yes, that was my first live event.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, because you've done quite a few virtual things. And I know you kids were in mad virtual fashion, too. Thank you so much for participating and helping us support such a great cause. Appreciate it.
No problem. It was awesome.
Yeah, you guys did great. Did you see the video?
Yeah, it was so cool.
You did amazing. Well, of course you did amazing, right?
Right.
That's awesome. So just give the listeners a little briefing about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
And how long have you been in this business?
I have been in this business for 11 years.
And what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
I just really wanted to help people, well, I guess I should really say, to inspire people to become the best version of themselves.
Yeah, and in many different ways. Tell the listeners by how did you do that? Or actually, are doing it.
It first started off with some educational videos on YouTube. And then soon after, I started going to the hospitals and giving out candy. But then I realized that some of the kids couldn't have candy. So then I started to give out stuffed animals. But then some of the kids can't have stuffed animals because of allergies and all that. So finally, one day, my grandma gave me a magic trick. And I practiced it outside in the backyard until it was perfect. And I came inside and I showed my mom. And she instantly scheduled a time for me to go to a magic class, and I started learning magic. And so then I went and I did that at the hospitals, and I did magic every Christmas. And I called myself Little Santa, wearing cowboy boots and the Santa suit.
Really cute, too. I love your show, John. You've performed for us before and have made appearances on the Madeline and Mommy show doing your magic act. And then you also do some inspirational, I don't know, is that what you want to call it? It's motivational speaking,
motivational speaking, yes. I am the youngest motivational speaker in the world, and I'm also an author of 5 books.
Yeah, and tell them what your books are called.
My first one is called Be Amazing, Then I co-authored the book Ignition and co-authored the book The Calling. Then I wrote the book called Learning to Fly, and I translated the book Be Amazing in Spanish.
Ooh, nice. I know we have a copy of the English version of the Be Amazing, which is adorable. You were how old when you wrote that book?
I was 8 years old. 8 years old, yeah.
8 years old. That's what I thought. So cute. Very nice.
Thank you.
I love it. Yeah. We bust it out every now and then and show people. It's very cute. So, yeah, with all that being said now, so what is it, you know, what are your goals? What is it that you want to do? What is your passion?
Well, I really want to be an astronaut. And
yeah.
I'm hoping to reach almost the entire world and motivate them to become the best version of themselves, because we all have the best version of ourselves in us. We just need to unlock it. Also,
right.
I love making movies. I love being an actor. I love to model as well.
Yeah.
Because it's really cool. And I want to get better at my magic, and I definitely want to work harder on my piano and be able to unlock more musical instruments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very important. I love music a lot. Good for you. Keep up the good work. And what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Yeah, but you're like in accelerated classes. You kids are in homeschool, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Way to go. And your parents are 110% supportive of everything you do, which is absolutely amazing as well. And I'm really excited for your future. Is there anything else that you would like to add for the listeners to know? You know, maybe where they can find you.
Yes. Here's my website. It is johnjohn360.com, and I'll spell that out for you. johnjohn360.com. And that has
awesome.
All my social medias, and it also has a link to my book.
Excellent. Yeah, and where can you purchase those books?
Well, you can find them on Amazon. You can also find it at Barnes & Noble, and, of course, my website, and that's it.
Okay, perfect. Good to know. Thank you so much, John, for taking time out to give us a call today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. The pleasure was all mine. Be amazing.
Thumbs up. I love it. Awesome. And I know, I happen to know that Nicole Laura is there too, right? USA Lifetime star.
Hi.
Petite reporter. Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
I bet you are. Oh, you're so cute. I saw you holding a snake and an alligator or something. Is that right?
Yeah.
Were you scared?
There was a big snake. It was a big snake.
I saw. Oh, my goodness. What were you doing?
So there was this guy, and one was a girl snake, and one was a boy snake.
Wow. I saw. So what all did you do? You were doing interviews. Where were you?
I was at the Veterans Cemetery Restoration.
Whoa. Oh, nice. Yeah. And you got to meet Cecil Garner?
Yeah.
He's cool, huh?
I took a picture with him too, and I got to hold an axe and a gun.
Oh, my goodness. That's so awesome. Congratulations. You did great. And I am working on your interviews today, actually, as we speak. So they should be up this evening from that event.
Oh, great.
I know it. I can't wait to show everybody. You did so good. That was your first event this year, right? Due to COVID?
First live event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so you knocked it out of the ballpark. You did great on your interviews, and you always look so pretty. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So are you excited about the new year?
Yes.
What's your favorite holiday?
About Christmas and my birthday.
Christmas and birthday. I knew it. Ha ha. Very nice. When's your birthday, young lady?
December 3rd.
Oh, my goodness. You're the day after my son's birthday. Christian, that's right. I remember now. Christian's birthday is the 2nd, and yours is the 3rd. How about that?
Yep.
Man. Well, we'll have to make sure we sing happy birthday to you on the 3rd.
Thank you.
So, is there anything you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
Well, of course, shine like the star you are.
Oh, you're right. You are just too cute. And where can we find you on social media?
At Real Nicole Laura.
Yes.
And on Instagram, you can find me at Real Nicole Laura.
Awesome, awesome sauce. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
And,
yes?
You can find me on Facebook at Petite USA Lifetime Star Reporter.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. Man, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for remembering that. That's perfect. And you've been doing some acting as well, I hear. And you did
really
a really good job.
I really
you did a really good job.
Yeah.
What?
I really enjoyed wearing Egypt mask.
I was just going to talk about the fashion show. You're so cute. I was going to tell you, you did a great job modeling at Mad's virtual fashion show this year. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're a cutie. Oh, yes, it is for a great cause. St. Jude Children's Cancer Research Hospital is a great cause. And we were super excited to have everybody come together and create such an amazing show and an event and pull a little bit of money together to try to help support them and their families. So I really appreciate all that you do.
Egypt made some really cool masks this
didn't
year.
She though? I know. Harry Potter and Super, weren't you Wonder Woman? You were Wonder Woman, right?
And I know she was giving some to the healthcare.
Oh, she gave, yes, we made sure that everybody got to keep their masks and their props this year. They donated some, and I bought some. So that we made sure that everybody got some. That was so nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you would like to add to the listeners to know?
Hope to see you on my next live event.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. We're very excited to see you too, sweetheart. Thank you so much for taking time out of your crazy schedule. And please don't forget to, you know what, you shine bright like the star that you are.
I will. You too. Shine like the star you are.
Okay, sweetheart. Take care. God bless you. Thank you, Mommy. Miss Nicole, appreciate
Bye.
It. Bye. Too cute. She is just adorable. Thank you so much. All right. Well, that concludes the show. I really appreciate it. And you know what? Just stay positive. stay together, do the best that you can to try to get along with one another and love each other. Until next week, see you then. Madeline, are you going to say Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter? It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Wait. Well, come on, asshole. You need to come say goodnight to everybody. Well, come on. Come on, Grandma. Cop a squat on my knee here, beautiful. Hi, say hi.
Hi.
What's going on, miss? Mm-hmm. I know. Today's been kind of crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of waiting on the hurricane.
Yeah.
And the weather's been kind of yucky.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And the internet was down. And luckily, we have internet right now. So what do you want to say to everybody? You want to say goodnight?
Goodnight.
Goodnight, Ethel.
Goodnight.
Goodnight.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter, Instagram, Mommy Show.
Why do you sound so sleepy? Oh, my Lord. You want to try that again?
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter,
it's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Good night, Apple.
Good night.